Well, 25 years after a significant extension of Dublin's rail service was first announced, what's now called the Metrolink has been given the go-ahead. The decision was announced this morning by An Coimisiún Pleanála. The proposed line will run from Swords in the north to Charlemont in the south, much of it underground. There will be stops at Dublin Airport, Dublin City University and the Mater Hospital. When construction starts, building work is likely to last at least 8 years. Here's a sense from our archives of how many times we've been here before.
Today's cabinet decision means the Dublin Metro is due to become the biggest infrastructure project ever undertaken by the state. The first phase will link the airport to the city centre and also interconnect with lines to Blanchardstown in the west and Shankill in the south.
When Lewis is happening, the end of 2003, it will be here. Metro will be here also. There's an immense amount of work and planning has gone into this.
Phase one of the Metro Rail project, which was to have been completed by 2007, was to have involved the construction of a line between Shangana in South Dublin and Dublin Airport. The minister admitted today that this phase would not be completed by 2007. He said the government was now concentrating on the link from the city centre to the airport.
I think the important thing is to get that done first. That is the absolute priority. Then we can do the bit to Shangana after that. But I think it would be unrealistic to expect all of that to be done in that time frame. But what I am confirming today is that by 2007 we will have the airport link done, because that has been identified now as a government priority.
The decision on the route has paved the way for the start of the environmental and planning processes and the selection of a private sector partner. It's hoped that construction will begin in 2009, and barring any further delays, it's hoped that trains will be running from underneath me here on St Stephen's Green by the end of 2012.
Will Goodbody, Orla O'Donnell and Paul Cunningham, along with the late Mary O'Rourke and the late Seamus Brennan. The Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, is in our Doyle studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
The next step is for the government to give Metrolink the formal go-ahead. Mm-hmm. When will that happen?
Well, the planning permission has been granted today, so a really very significant day, a very significant decision. And I think if you look back just a couple of months to July, that for the first time we've put funding towards the project under the National Development Plan, €2 billion. So this is happening. I listened with interest to your archive piece there.
And there's plenty more we could have played,
sure,
believe
and,
me.
And,
we had
and
to
and
do
Rachel,
quite an editing job on
I'd
that.
I'd say you did, because look, when I was a councillor in Fingal County Council, I went to one of the launches of what was Metro North way back in 2005, 2006. Like, I live in the area. It's a project very close to my heart. It's a transformational project. To say to your listeners and say to you, this is happening. The government are committed to it. We put finance to the project. We've already commenced our market engagement. The planning permission is very positive. Hopefully it won't be challenged. If it's not challenged, then we'll be able to move towards tendering of this project. We've set up the Metro team. The Metrolink team is in place with the Chief Executive, Sean Sweeney, and an excellent team therein. We're committed to this. This is the largest single investment project in the National Development Plan, and we will deliver it.
Are you aware of any plans for legal challenges? Because we have seen from other big mm-hmm. projects that those challenges can go on for years and years and years.
I'm not aware. What I would say is that the engagement that happened in the local communities that I was involved in too, prior to planning, and actually the two oral hearings throughout it, were actually very extensive and were very well received by the vast bulk of people in the North Dublin area, in the Fingal area as well. So one never knows, Rachel. We have had large projects that haven't been challenged. One very recent one, the Greenlink interconnector from Wexford, there were no challenges to that. You know, I'm hoping that we don't. If there is a challenge, of course, we'll deal with that. We'll delay it somewhat. But we've done a lot of the preparatory work that we can run alongside. The detailed design, obviously, in advance of planning is done. A lot of the surveying work is done, even right down to the detail of where the different depots would be held, those type of things. And there's real interest in the sector for this. Like, we already have two consortia that have confirmed they'll be bidding for this. We expect some more to come in on this too. So this is a really important day for North Dublin, for Dublin, for the region and for the country.
Is the building, when is the actual construction work likely to start?
With a fair wind and no challenge, I think that we can actually start enabling works in 2027. And if it's challenged, obviously that time frame I can't have any control over. But like, for what this project will do, even from an economic perspective, for every euro invested, it'll return, and this is a conservative estimate, €1.40. to the economy. It'll open up further lands for more much needed housing as well. It'll provide a 20 minute link into the city, 20,000 passengers per hour. So from a quality of life perspective, from a decarbonisation perspective, this project is so important for the country. So I know people know that, and I know people have reflected on that, so we're hopeful. But yes, we could, with the fair wind, we can start this in 2027. It's the first time this has been funded. It's the first clean permission that's through now as well. There have been many iterations of this. The project was mothballed in the teens as well, a decision that I didn't agree with at the time as the local TD. Now we're able to move this forward, and we'll also ensure that our airport, which is the fifth best connected airport in Europe at long last, has a rail link into the city and beyond.
OK, talking about the funding, which you mentioned a couple of times there, the estimated cost has risen and risen over the years. In 2021, the likely cost was put at, I think, 9.5 billion euro. What is it now?
Well, I think you will appreciate in advance of the tendering process that I'm not going to publicly state what the revised cost is. Suffice it to say, though, is that we've checked through those costs as well. They've been reassessed, and the importance is that we deliver this on a value for money basis for our citizens, which
we'll
do.
A document prepared for you put the likely cost at 23.4 billion euro not that long ago. So could it be as high as that?
I don't believe so. I'm not going to get into the specific figures, and I know you appreciate why, because I've got to be careful. We're going to be tendering this. There will be people looking at this project in detail. I do not believe it will be that high, no. But the conservative cost-benefit analysis of the project, this is an investment for our people. It's an investment for the area and for the country that will actually return to the economy and to the exchequer significant funds. So it's badly needed, and it's long overdue. And I'm just really pleased with today now that we're seeing real momentum in this project. We have our team together. They've been working on the ground there. The local communities, if I could say, in Swords and right the way through the area and upwards into Ballymun have been really excellent in engaging with this process. The local sports clubs as well. So there will be disruption while it's being built, but we've already put plans together for how that will be lessened for the communities too, and how we can facilitate sports clubs with other facilities whilst we're actually building Metrolink.
Okay, so let's look forward 10 years.
Yes.
Do you think it'll be finished?
Well, my plan, if we can get started in 2027, Rachel, as in your piece rightly said, it's a 7-8 year build. So you're looking at 2035, 2034, 2035. And as I said, a lot of detailed surveying work has been done. I can't control the judicial process. I hope there is no challenge to it. If there's not, it's full steam ahead.
Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you for joining us on the News at One.